coming up on All Access.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Coach Belichick. Nicely done indeed.
No, I get nervous watching every time I see it. Like I don't know what happened.
Welcome, Super Bowl champion.
Can I call you coach? Do you mind if I call you coach?
Oh, yeah, because I've been called a lot worse than that.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah.
I just thank you for the opportunity, and I can't wait to get started.
Everybody do their job, and they find a way to win.
To have the opportunity to accomplish some of the things I did this year with such a great organization, that's what players wish for their entire career, and I was fortunate enough to have that my first year.
So much for standing pat this offseason. It's been nonstop activity for the Super Bowl champs. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. We've laughed at teams throughout the years who kick off free agency with a flurry of moves, christening them the champs of the offseason. Well, guess what? That's exactly what the Patriots have done this year. And there are more moves on the horizon. Bob Soucy recaps a busy start to the team-building phase of the year.
A month after their thrilling climax to the 2016 NFL season and a fifth Super Bowl title, the Patriots filled the first week of the league's new year with a flurry of moves that defied conventional expectations, agreeing with former Bills cornerback Stephon Gilmore on a five-year deal. The 26-year-old Gilmore is excited to go from opposing to participating in the Patriot way of doing things.
Attention to detail, technique sound, everybody do their job, and they find a way to win.
The Pats also re-signed linebacker Dante Hightower to a four-year contract, retaining one of the late-game stars from Super Bowl 51. Meanwhile, they acquired a standout from Super Bowl 50, trading for Panthers defensive end Tony Ealy.
I like getting after quarterbacks. Good thing I get to play with one of the greatest quarterbacks I ever played. And I learned from him that he's going to help me learn how to get to more quarterbacks.
Along with veteran free agent Lawrence Guy, late of the Ravens, the addition of Ealy and Gilmore should help offset the loss of defensive lineman Chris Long and Jabal Sheard, who left for the Colts, as well as cornerback Logan Ryan, who joined the Titans. Of course, the Patriots were also active on offense, preempting the free agent departure of Martellus Bennett to the Packers by dealing for Indianapolis tight end Dwayne Allen.
This culture gets the best out of every player that comes through here. And I want to continue to develop into a better player.
2 days after obtaining Allen, New England traded with the Saints for receiver Brandon Cooks. Cooks was accorded an up-close look at Tom Brady during joint practices each of the past two summers. Now he gets to work with Brady.
You know, to be able to play with someone like this, a Hall of Famer, a guy that's so competitive, you know, that's what you look forward to. And I just thank you for the opportunity, and I can't wait to get started.
Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. Time now for our panel discussions with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Patriots Reloaded. Are you surprised they came out of the gate that fast?
Yeah, you know, and that aggressively, absolutely. And especially the Stephon Gilmore deal, Mike. I don't think that we're used to seeing Bill Belichick and the Patriots be so aggressive that first day, you know, right at the start of free agency, they're offering one of the biggest contracts. Yes, I was a little bit surprised.
A lot of people will ask, what do you do in the offseason when the games are over? And I say, are you kidding me? Look at all these moves. It never ends, right? And I'm with Paul. The Gilmore signing was the one, if you were to say, Steve, like, which move surprised you the most? That's the one. First, because of the money, 5 years, $65 million, 31 in the first 2 years, which is a significant sum. I mean, that's Darrell Revis-type level. And not just that, but it's because you have a guy on your team in Malcolm Butler who's a top player at that position. So how does that signing affect him?
All right, so they bring in Gilmore. They lose Martellus Bennett. They bring in another tight end. What do you think of that? This guy?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the moves made a lot of sense because of that, just what you're talking about. You lose Bennett, so you bring in Dwayne Allen, and I think that that's a reasonable facsimile. Maybe not quite the high-end talent, but pretty close. You get a little bit younger, Mike. You get a little bit cheaper, which I think was, you know, a win-win for the team. I like Dwayne Allen a lot. I think he's a guy that has potential to be even a better receiver than he's been so far.
And I'll add in Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver. Three trades from the Patriots. So it's everyone's amazing. Always focused on free agency, the right. prices, everything there. And they say, well, there's better value in the trade market. Sort of they're zigging while everyone else is zagging.
And it's one of the things I really like about Belichick because, you know, people always say things like, well, he's never going to be the big day one splash kind of free agent guy. He's never going to do this. And I always like there is nothing that you can say Bill Belichick won't do to try to improve his team. And Mike makes a great point with three trades. You know, who sees that coming? No one, because the teams don't make those kinds of trades in the NFL on a consistent basis. The Patriots just made three of them.
All right, guys, well, talk about big splashes. You guys got another big splash to make coming up a little later on the show. I know you mentioned Malcolm Butler. We'll get to him coming up.
We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
We'll take a look at a busy offseason off the field for the Super Bowl champs.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah, you do a lot of that.
And later, we sit down with wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell.
I just wake up every day and get back to work.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access presented by GEICO. When you're the champs, opportunity awaits at every turn. And before off-season conditioning begins next month, the Patriots have soaked up a lot of attention off the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Super Bowl champion, James White.
Can I call you coach? Do you mind if I call you coach?
Oh, yeah, because I've been called a lot worse than that.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah,
you know that you weren't going to win.
Yeah, I mean, there was one point.
Yeah, kumbaya.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah, you do a lot of that.
I get nervous watching every time I see it. Like I don't know what happens.
That's what I said, the strip sack.
Yeah, strip sack. Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for talking about your
advocacy. Congratulations very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
History books, you don't ever have to even play football ever again if you don't want to. This is, I have plans for you. You should just open up a chain of seafood restaurants called Edelman's Catch, and just get out of the business now.
That's what you like to call a late bloomer, boys and girls.
I thought the game was over. Brady told me it wasn't over, so I'm over here yelling at reporters, like, get off the field. And then I gotta go to coach. I'm like, coach, is it over? He goes, it's over. I'm like, all right.
Let's see if you can identify other famous beards around the league.
The loudest cheer I've ever heard from New York for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's thank you. You deserve it.
Coming soon, the making of the squad. The inside story of the 2017 Patriots cheerleaders.
I'll be honest, it's very hard to make the Patriots cheerleading team.
You're going to three-step turn or a little Sinead turn to the right.
Follow the team from the original tryouts all the way to final auditions and the selection of this year's team.
I am extremely nervous.
Nice job, girl.
Oh,
7 years later.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm happy to be joined by Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. Malcolm, thanks so much for stopping by. Now, I remember at the onset of playoffs, you were asked in the locker room to reflect back on your rookie season, and you said you weren't ready to do that yet. But here we are. It's March now, post-Super Bowl win. Have you had time to take a step back and reflect on the accomplishments that you had in your rookie season?
I have, and the only word I can use to describe it is unbelievable. To have the opportunity to accomplish some of the things I did this year with such a great organization, that's what players wish for. for the entire career, and I was fortunate enough to have that my first year.
Can you appreciate exactly what your team did in Super Bowl 51, especially given your role in the second half? It was the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
He throws it near side. Mitchell makes the grab, turns to the sideline.
I think I can appreciate it. You know, I was only here for a year, but I've watched football and been a part of football my entire life. So I know, you know, accomplishing something like that isn't easy. And I was embedded in the atmosphere of the team when we were trying to make that comeback. So,
what was the atmosphere of the team?
Heads held high, focused, and honestly, do your job.
When the confetti came down, what was that feeling like for you?
Unbelievable. It's hard to describe because, you know, there's few moments in life where you can hold your hands high and say, you know, I did it or we did it. And as a group, we had accomplished something that has yet to be done.
How do you build on a rookie season that ended in a Super Bowl win?
I just wake up every day and get back to work.
So the offseason affords you the opportunity to pursue another one of your passions.
Right.
And that is your love for reading. Where did that love develop? Because I know it wasn't always something that you had a passion in.
Yeah, as a kid, I didn't read much. You know, my focus was on cartoons and football, and that was really it. But when I got to college, you know, I felt like, you know, I wasn't doing the best I could outside of sports. And I knew that was because of a lack of reading efficiently.
So you dug in, improved your own reading skills, and wrote your own children's book that you're now touring and sharing with children all across the country, most recently in New England. What does that mean to you to be able to share that love with children from all over the East Coast?
It really means a lot because, you know, in Georgia, I was able to expand on that while I was in college. In my first year here, of course, all focus was on football, as it should have been and as it will always be during the season. But as someone who took on that journey in reading, you know, I had children's book inspire me, one being an exclamation mark that I've talked about before. And, you know, the impact of those books to kids means a lot. I was an adult when I read that book, and it impacted me. So I definitely wanted to write something that impacted others.
What is your ultimate goal with Reading with Malcolm?
You know, to get the books into the hands of all kids. You know, I learned that there's a 60-plus percentage of kids that don't have age-appropriate books. And that's the cause of the majority of the problems and the decisions that kids make. So in order to switch that and decrease that number, they have to read. And I truly believe that.
All right, Malcolm, enjoy the rest of your offseason, and thank you for doing your part to make a dent in youth literacy. For more Patriots All Access, we'll be back after the break.
Ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good!
Stay tuned next half hour as we bring you inside a very special night celebrating the 15-year anniversary of the Patriots' first Super Bowl championship team.
What we're really doing is saying thank you to that great team in 01.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The New England Patriots, winners of 5 Super Bowl titles in 17 years, the greatest dynasty in NFL history.
Three Games of Glory is the only place where you can see every play from every game from all 3 playoff games this season. It's the only place you'll be inside the huddle listening to the mic'd up sound of the players during the games.
I got it! I caught it!
It's the only place you'll see Coach Belichick break down the important plays of each game, including the most important plays of Super Bowl 51. Three Games of Glory is the only place you'll hear from the players from the locker room, post-game interviews after the Super Bowl and playoff games, expressing how they feel right in the moment.
Wow. What a game, huh?
I've been on the field for every Patriots Super Bowl win, and when I want to relive what it was like to be there in that moment and the incredible plays that happened in those games, I watch Three Games to Glory. Watching this disc reminds me of what it was like to be there in that stadium. It's the closest you can come.
Three Games to Glory 5 is available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download beginning May 2nd.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. You guys are back. The question is Malcolm Butler back?
Yeah, it's really a good question. It doesn't look like he's going to be back, and I'm not exactly sure how we got here. But, you know, you see what they did. We talked about Gilmore right off the top and mm-hmm. how aggressive they were. They went out and got one of the best free agents available on the market. They paid him a lot of money. It certainly seems, Mike, like they were prepared to move on from Malcolm Butler.
And that's really the big question. What gave the team more comfort in investing big in Stephon Gilmore? I mean, 5 years, $65 million with $31 million in the right. first 2 years. When that's a player from another team, then you had Malcolm Butler here, and you've known him for 3 years. But right now, it looks like it's trending in the other direction.
So what is holding this thing up? Is it Malcolm Butler?
I think it's compensation, Steve. I think if it's just a flat offer sheet that the Saints do, and it's the 11th pick, right? You know, it's the best pick. It's New Orleans' highest pick. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's a high price to pay. So you give a big contract plus a mm-hmm. number 11 pick. So the Patriots know that that's what it would be if we didn't make a trade. So they want something at least comparable, and I think that's what they're haggling out.
And one of the things you've heard is you can't trade a player if he isn't under contract. Right. Technically, right. Butler is not under contract. He's just been tendered an offer at $3.91 million as a restricted free agent.
Right, and the key to that is Butler needs to keep his options open. He wants to be able to negotiate with other teams. So if he does sign the tender, he can no longer negotiate with New Orleans. That's
well, what are the teams? Because right now we're only hearing about New Orleans.
I know that's the only one that's out there. And frankly, that kind of surprises me. But I'm looking at teams maybe that were successful last year. A team like Dallas, a late first-round pick, I would give that up and give a guy to – they lost both of their starting cornerbacks. It's a good team that's ready to compete. But that's just me, spitballing. I haven't heard anything about anybody but New Orleans.
You
got
to have the salary cap space and sure. the cash flow to do it. That's something the Patriots obviously had this year. We've seen the aggressive moves with them. But that's really the big thing when you talk about Butler. You're paying that top price, not just in draft compensation, but the contract as well.
All right, let's go from Butler to Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, Cleveland, if Cleveland comes up with just a crazy scenario, is Garoppolo gone?
If you're asking me, yes. If you're asking Adam Schefter, you know, Mike's colleague, no. There is no price that the Patriots would allow to give up on Jimmy Garoppolo. And you understand, I mean, he's backing up a 40-year-old quarterback. Even though Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, he's still 40. And I think Bill Belichick knows that, you know, 40 heading into next season, I should say. And I think he wants to be protected, but if you listen to what Schefter is saying, and I have a lot of respect for Adam Schefter and his reporting over the years, he's not going to get dealt. I personally, if Cleveland was offering me 12, I'd be available to drive him to the airport.
The way I look at it is the movie Kevin Costner,
right.
And he sort of loses it in the draft room and makes the deal and gives away the farm. So if you're telling me Cleveland's going to call up and say, we'll give you our number one for the next 4 years and our number two for the next three, maybe that changes the discussion a little bit. I just think realistically that's not going to happen. Bill Belichick looking at it from a perspective of insurance for 2017, but also beyond, you know, like Paul said, you never know when a 40-year-old player is just going to fall off. We saw it with Peyton Manning and an injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, that few saw that coming, you know, let's say a year before it happened. So I think he always wants to have that, specifically with that position, accounted for.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Great job as usual. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. But don't go anywhere, because in our next show, we're going to take a look back at the celebration of the 2001 Super Bowl champion.